Ha, looked like to me they said that G was left and Ha was right. Seemed like to me that's what they said. But I didn't know anything about that.
Did you have
a,
do people ride horses bareback a lot?
Well, the men would sometimes, but just sit out riding, like they would ride out just for fun or pleasure. They had a saddle, and like they were taking long trips. There was some, in those days, people used to ride a horseback to Opelika, Loach Poker, anyway. Well, they had a saddle, and they put that saddle on the horse, you see, and ride that. They wouldn't ride bareback.
Well, what you call that part you put on the back of, around the neck?
Collar. Horse collar. You put that on them, and then you hitch the harnesses into that.
Your harness?
Uh-huh.
And you have your lines,
which
you pull.
Oh, yeah. See, those lines, the lines come, you put a bit through the mouth, and that through the mouth, you see. And it's got a little ring on each side. And you hitch those lines to the ring, and that's what pull the head, whatever way, you, right or left, you want to go. That's the way you have to do that.
Let's see, and how about that little part down, what you put your foot in?
Where, isn't it?
On the horse if you ride.
Oh, that's to hold you on the horse. When you ride uh-huh. horseback, that's on to the saddle. And that helps you to balance yourself and keep, you know, stay on the horse. Then you slip from side to side.
Well, don't they call them something? Those little things that you put your foot in it.
Stirrer, or something like that. Look like to me that was it. I might be wrong, but I think that's what they call it.
Oh.
Stirrer.
Well, you have your team. Do you have a special name for the one in the front or on the side?
Well, some people do. But still, if they're driving, I've seen them driving four horses of mule, and they'd have a line to each one. And sometimes one would slow up, well, they'd pull that line, well, he'd go.
Mm-hmm. But they'd have no special name for them. Let's see. And you say you work in the store, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have still in the restaurant.
Did you sell other things in the store besides? You had a restaurant.
We sold groceries of all kinds, groceries. Mm-hmm. On one side, one whole big side was groceries. It was a big place. And then in one part of it, we had it built into a market, meat market. We sold everything, you know, in meat line. And my husband he made his own sausage. And they say he was the best sausage maker there was in town. He made it not only for himself. He made it for people with boarding houses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sold it. He sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half was rustic. Well, I cooked in it. I had help and we cooked in there. We served meals. And
what kind of things did you sell in the store for?
Well, we sold just groceries, about, you know, anything in groceries, like canned goods and meal, flour, sugar, salt, rice, grits.
Well, how did you sell your flour? I know like now when you go to the store it's in packages and stuff.
Well, in those days, everything you bought when we were running the store, everything you buy, all the meal and flour and grits or anything, everything, even salt, you had to weigh it up. And wasn't nothing in packages. Nothing in packages, but one thing I remember in packages, and that was coffee. You could get some coffee in I forget what make it was, Arbuckle, I think. You could get that in a 1-pound package. But sugar, all everything,